as I said before, if they don't go to Hawaii, they can always play miniature golf here in Myrtle Beach. Unbelievable. The miniature golf capital of America. My next guest, Bo Taylor, is somebody else you probably don't know that this job exists. He's the tournament director for the U.S. Pro Mini Golf Association. Hey, Bo.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Well, that's just me. I guess doing fine. How long have you been playing miniature golf?
About 15, 16 years.
Now, did you start the way I would start? You know, you just went there one night for a lark and then said, hey, wait, I really like this?
Yes, sir. I just went there. I played a couple of times, and then I had a chance to come up here to go to work. I came up here and went to work at a miniature golf course, and, I mean, it's a fun game, and I enjoy it.
And there are 52 miniature golf courses in Myrtle Beach.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I win nothing from that answer, but the point is, you can actually go to 50. You can actually be here for what? You can play one a day for almost 2 months.
We have a lot of people that come to our courses and say that they're trying to play them all, and I've never met anybody that's been down here that said they have played them all yet.
Except you.
I've never played them all.
No, really?
No.
There's still time.
No.
I mean,
not enough time.
Now my idea of a miniature golf course, okay, there's the windmill. Everybody's got a windmill. Come on.
That's not miniature golf.
No?
No, the ones with miniature golf, that's where there's a difference. Miniature golf has hills and angles. Putt-putt has the windmills and little houses you go through. There is
okay,
big...
so I'm the idiot who plays the putt-putt. Thank you so much. Okay, fine. And miniature golf?
Miniature golf has hills and angles.
Okay, so basically you're going to end up in the rough and kill yourself.
No, not it's not that big of a hill and angle that you would, you know, trip over and fall down, but there's hills and angles that you have to make your way through.
It's more of a precision game.
Yes.
All right. It's a game of inches, they like to say.
Yes.
Okay. That's the most. Okay. It's a stereotype, but it is. Okay. But my experience, okay, let's talk about putt-putt. Humor me for a second, okay?
Okay.
For putt-putt, I mean, there's the windmill and the waterfall and all that stuff that you play like in amusement parks when you were kids.
Yes, sir.
And you can still do that here.
No.
No, windmill, I'm leaving.
We
got hills and angles. I got it.
We got hills and angles.
You also have a volcano.
We got volcanoes.
Okay,
wait
a second.
We got airplanes.
Hold it, wait. An airplane?
Yeah, one of the golf courses has an airplane.
And how do you play that course with an airplane?
Well, the airplane, you're not playing on it, but it's sitting on the course.
So you got to hit around it?
Yeah, you play around it.
You don't go under it?
No. Nah.
Okay. And the volcano?
You play around it. You don't go inside of it.
Okay. Does the volcano erupt?
Oh, yes, sir. Every 20 minutes.
So it's a lava course, perhaps?
Not
really.
A lava.
No.
A lava,
okay,
course.
Fine. I had to bust you on that.
I mean, it has about 20 foot flame that comes out the top every 20 minutes, makes the rumbling noise before.
Okay, so you don't want to be putting when there's a rumbling noise. It'll hurt your game.
Oh, very seriously, hurt your game. It's very loud.
And you know that because, in the interest of full disclosure, which golf course do you run, Bo?
Hawaiian Rumble, Hawaiian Village.
Which has the volcano?
Yes, sir.
All right, you're busted. Okay. All right, Bo Taylor, the tournament director for the U.S. Pro Mini Golf Association. If you see me out there looking for a windmill, you know I'm an idiot. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for joining us.